Father, we thank you. And we praise you for the privilege and the opportunity to give and to receive your word today. We thank you that your word is eternal. It's life-changing. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Thank you, Father God, for the entrance of your word that will give, produce, and bring light. We exercise our faith together today for divine illumination, revelation from heaven. We give you all of the praise, all of the honor, and all of the glory. In Jesus' most precious and most holy name, take all the praise, Lord. It belongs to you. Thank you for greater understanding. Thank you for the anointing that shall destroy every yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Amen. All right. Today we're going to talk about faith as a soldier. Everybody say faith as a soldier. So turn with me to 2 Corinthians 4:13. Excuse me. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Last week we talked about faith as a servant. We're in our series entitled The Spirit of Faith. The Spirit of Faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, we having the same spirit of faith. Everybody say the same, spirit of faith. According as is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. So I want you to notice here that the Apostle Paul didn't just say, I have it, but he said, we have it. So it just wasn't an individual, specialized thing that was sprinkled onto a few people. We all have it as Christian believers, born again Christian believers and Christ followers. We have been given faith. We've been given a measure of the God kind of faith. And we can have a spirit of faith. Praise the Lord. And he quotes from David the king in Psalms 116, verse 10. I believe, therefore I have spoken. I was greatly greatly in affliction. So, but the spirit of faith is not for people who don't want to do nothing. So in other words, if you just want to be lazy, idle, or negligent, that's another definition of the word slothful. If you just want to be slothful, then the spirit of faith perhaps won't abide or be in your person, so to speak. But you'll be in that have not category. You have not the spirit of faith because it's a present tense kind of thing. That means that you have it or you don't. When you're facing a challenge and you want to overcome that challenge, the question to ascertain is, do I have it or not? Do I have faith enough to address this mountain? Now, your faith can grow. Your faith can develop. But the spirit of faith must be present tense in you. Amen. So this, but it's not for people who don't want to do anything. They just want to say, well, whatever happens, what happens. And I'm just lazy, I'm just idle, or I'm just negligent in my faith life, in my faith walk. See, the spirit of faith is for people who dare to believe God. And in the face of adversity, affliction, and adversaries who are coming against you. In the face of adversity, affliction, and adversaries, the spirit of faith is for you. Now, we said last week that there are two necessary ingredients of the spirit of faith. Let's read it again in another translation, 2 Corinthians 4:13. But we continue to preach we have the same kind of faith for the psalmist had when he said, I believe in God, so I spoke. I believe in God, so I spoke. Paul, by the Holy Spirit, gives us two necessary ingredients to the spirit of faith. What's those ingredients? Everybody say believing and speaking. So believing is first, or one. Speaking is second, or two. The door to the supernatural, as we says, swings on two hinges, believing and speaking. And so we said believing is the attitude of faith. It's an attitude of confidence in God and in His Word. Speaking is the initial and essential act of faith. Speaking is the initial and the essential act of faith. In other words, you got to speak. Those two things are the door hinges that the supernatural swings upon. In other words, what are you saying, Pastor? It's how you open the door for God and His goodness, His grace, and His glory comes on the scenery of your life. How you open the door for God and His grace, His goodness, and His glory to come on the scenery of your life. It's how you open the door for God's presence, God's power, God's peace, God's protection, and God's provision to intervene in your affairs here in this world. Amen. And it must be done by believing and speaking. Everybody say believing.
Believing.
And speaking. All right, excuse me, just a second. Something stuck in my throat. Praise God. Excuse me. All right. Even in the middle of adversity, your faith will get you to your destination. So when you believe and speak, you release the ability of heaven, the ability of God to come into your life experience. You could be experiencing adversity. You could be undergoing affliction. You could be facing many adversaries. But the spirit of faith will help you get to your destination. Now, your destination may be the fulfillment of the promises of God. Let's just say physical healing, for example. If you're dealing with a sickness, for example, your faith will get you to the destination of believing and receiving your healing, your full manifested victory in your physical health and well-being. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So your faith helps you walk it out and work it out victoriously. Let's just say your adversarial situation, or maybe your affliction at the moment, is finances. You lack finances. Well, your faith will help you get to the destination of Philippians 4:19. My God shall what? Supply all your need, my need, according to His riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. So it's your faith that gets you. So some people look for other things to get them through or get them to their destination, but your faith is your victory. Everybody say, my faith is my victory. How are you going to get victory in that family situation? So many people have relational challenges with people in their immediate family. Well, how do you overcome? How do you become victorious in your family arenas? Everybody say, faith is my victory. You got the answer right there. God's got an open book test for all of us to pass. And He said, there's one answer key, and it's called F-A-I-T-H. That'll get you 100% victory in every test, in every trial, in every trouble. Amen. Isn't that good? So your faith brings the manifestation of healing, deliverance. Your faith will make you whole and keep you whole. As we shared 1 John 5:4 in the New Living, it says, for every child of God defeats this evil world. So if you're a child of God, you have the capacity, you have the capability, you have the spiritual competence because you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, you have the DNA of God on the inside of you, you have been given the measure, a measure of the God kind of faith on the inside of you, so you can defeat this evil world. Come on now, you can defeat this evil world. You have faith. Amen. Now, the spirit of faith is where your faith is active in believing and in speaking. 1 John 5:4 again, every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory. How do you achieve this victory? Through our faith. Through our faith. So we said your faith level determines your victory level. Amen. If you want to get to another level of victory, then your faith has to go to another level of believing and speaking. And acting on the word of God. Your faith has to go to another level. So what am I saying? What are you saying, Pastor? Well, everybody should be putting a premium and a priority on the development and growth and health and well-being of your faith. Amen. Why? Because your faith is your victory. Amen. Amen. See, friends, God will get you to your destination, your deliverance, and your new territories if, this is the condition, if you maintain a spirit of faith. Now, you had to ask yourself that question. Have I been maintaining a spirit of faith? That means on Sunday night after church, am I still believing and speaking? Monday morning, Monday afternoon, Monday evening, am I believing and speaking? Amen. Tuesday morning, Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening, am I believing and speaking? All the way through Saturday, am I believing and speaking? Remember, because the condition is, if we don't maintain it, then God can't get us to our destination or our deliverance or our new territories in Christ. Is that simple enough for everybody? So when you believe and speak, it opens the door to the supernatural. And when I believe and speak, the spirit of faith is working. If I'm not believing and speaking, then guess what? The spirit of faith is not working. We were talking about leaking this morning in prayer, and so we always say when you're not speaking, you're leaking. Amen. And too often people feed their flesh 3 hot meals a day. They feed their soul 6 to 8 hours of social media and entertainment a day. But they don't feed their spirit. Faith food. You got to feed your spirit.
Amen. That's good.
Or your spirit will become weak, dehydrated, and emaciated. In other words, you're anemic, so to speak, in your spirit. And your spirit man should be the strongest part of your trichotomy, your threefold nature. Your spirit man should be not be fed more than your, your spirit man should be fed more than your natural physical man. And sometimes we post and we publicize what we're eating in the natural, but we don't prophesy and we don't preach and proclaim what we're feeding and fueling our spirit in the spiritual. But when you speak, the spirit of faith is working. And so we talked last week, it works as a servant. So today we're going to switch gears and talk about faith as a soldier. Everybody say faith as a soldier. So is your faith working as a soldier? Romans 1:17 says, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Everybody say faith to faith. As is written, the just shall live by faith. Galatians 3:11 says, but no one is justified in the law in the sight of God, for it is evident the just shall live by faith. Everybody say, the just shall live by faith. Are we getting the picture here? Now here's one more. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith. 3 times. Now there's really 5 times it says in the Bible. I just gave you 3. The just shall live by faith. If anyone draws back, what? Draws back from what? Living by faith. My soul, meaning God's soul, will have no pleasure in him. Because what pleases God? What pleases God? Faith. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to what? Please God. He didn't say without focus. He didn't say without feelings. He said without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must what? Believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. Amen. So in other words, I like how Mark Hankins says it. He says, Reverend Mark Hankins, he says, faith is what cranks God's tractor. It gets him fired up. It gets God stirred up. How would you like to stir up God? Because you give God something to work with. He's watching you and me struggle. He's watching the situations that come on the scenery of our lives. He's watching you fall into circumstantial resistance to the will of God for your life. He's seeing all these things happen, and he's sitting there saying, get me involved. Tap me in. Tap me in. Just like, you know, a ring fighter or something, you know, wrestling. They tag team. He said, tap me in. Tap me. You can't tap him in unless you have faith. Faith gets God excited. He said, woohoo, I now get to come in and show myself as God through your life. I get to release my ability and push the devil off the tracks of your life. Somebody say glory to God. See, everything God does is by faith. He created the world by faith. He spoke them into existence. He pulled them out of his heart where he believed, and he spoke 11 times in Genesis. He operates by faith. He is a faith God. We serve a faith Heavenly Father. We serve a faithful Heavenly Father. Amen? Amen. And his interaction with us is by faith. It's very difficult to have interaction with God unless you come from a position of faith. Because he that cometh to God must, what? Believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God's touched by our feelings, but he's moved by our faith. See, as a soldier, our faith life and faith lifestyle of faith must be, does two significant things. So I'm going to introduce to you and suggest to you two things. Our faith as a soldier and our lifestyle of faith is significant in two areas. First, as a soldier, our faith functions in, by, with, and from faith. Our faith function. Everybody say, my faith is supposed to function. It's supposed to function like a soldier. Now, I was in the Army. Praise the Lord. And we understand formation. We understood following orders. We understood this concept, good order and discipline. You couldn't run a military organization without good order and discipline. That means a good soldier follows orders, you know, good orders, of course. And then everything's in decent and in order. Everybody had to dress a certain way and walk a certain way. And then, of course, and discipline. We were disciplined. We had to be disciplined because you couldn't be undisciplined as a soldier. You would get disciplinary action. So we had to function. And then second, as a soldier, our faith fights. So our mission and task was to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and the domestic. We were training for war. We were training to fight. And we were not just training to get in the fight. We were training to win every fight that we got in. Now, I want to correlate that to us as a child of God, a person of the in the Lord Jesus Christ, a born-again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, that our faith in its function as a soldier and its fight as a soldier functions and fights the way the Word of God tells us how to function and fight. Now let's first talk about function as of faith as a soldier. See, faith is how our Father functions. That's how our functionality stems from. And as a soldier, we are to function as well in faith. We don't function from fear. And unfortunately, sometimes we get too custom or conditioned to respond to everything out of emotion and fear, the emotion of fear, the spirit of fear. God has not what? Given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We don't function out of frustration. We shouldn't function out of fury or anger. And we shouldn't function out of fretting and worrying. That's dysfunction. That's being dysfunctional. See, our functionality is to function and operate by, from, with, and through faith. Praise the Lord. For example, when you have more faith reading the word, you get more out of it. Now, when people aren't in faith, they stop reading the word, or they go 2 or 3 days starving themselves and not reading the word. Now, I remember even when on deployment and different places, they made sure as a soldier you ate and you ate 3 hot meals a day or good meals. If you were out in a place and they gave you meals ready to eat, they were full of protein and full of carbs. I mean, you got inoculated whether you wanted to or not with a lot of carbs and a lot of protein and unfortunately, a lot of sodium. But you got a lot of stuff put in you. You made sure you ate because why? You couldn't function, right, brother? You couldn't function on that field or out there in the woods or out there on deployment and pass out because of starvation or dehydration. They made sure you drink water. And even if in some of the units I was with, they gave you water purification tabs because if we sent you so far out that you didn't have clean water, you can get that river creek water or that river water and put that water purification tab, and it would kill a lot of stuff. But, you know, you still had to pray. I still prayed over that water because you were to make sure you didn't get dysentery or some disease from drinking bad water. But you had to stay hydrated because I know what it's like to be dehydrated. One time I was going through aerosol training in school, and I got dehydrated. I didn't take care of my hydration the day before, the night before, and we had a 12-mile march with a backpack on. And you had to finish at a certain time. That means you had to run a lot of it and move fast walk. It was not scattering to stroll. So it was a timed 12-mile march. And of course, you know, you're running, and you lose water. You're sweating because you got this weight on your back. You got your weapon in your hand, and you can't drop that weapon, and you got your boots on your feet. And you had to run. You had to hustle it up. And by the time I got to the end of the finish line, they said, you're white, you're mouth. They said, this this black face was just about white because I had cotton mouth all over me, and I passed that finish line. I made the time. Praise God. Didn't quit. Praise God. And then passed out. I laid down, and they stuck 2 IVs in, one in one arm, one in the other arm. Why? Because they were trying to make sure you stay hydrated. Well, what about your faith? Is your faith walking around like I was years ago in aerosol school with cotton mouth, so dry, so dead, so dehydrated? We got to keep a spirit of faith like a soldier. Amen. And so when we read the word, it's just not letters on a page or nice little phrases on a device that just intellectually tease our soul, but they don't fuel and feed our spirit. Or we get bored to the point we don't read it with faith expecting and faith excited to receive it. When you have faith reading the word, you get more out of it. That's why we build a community in a community context. We build a community online Bible reading. We read the Bible together. And so we can share, what did we get out of it? What was God saying to us? Some of us are way too silent and privatized in our faith. Because how do we know you get anything out of it? You don't want to become religious in reading the Bible. You want to stay righteously strong in faith. Am I helping somebody this morning?
Yes.
See, when you speak the word with more faith, you release more power. When we did live fire stuff, or like those that deployed into Iraq and Afghanistan, different places of the world in the military, I mean, it's no longer live fire training. It is real deal. And live fire, you got live bullets, live bombs. And then you getting down. You get down because you got people shooting behind you, and you making sure, man, and I'm looking back and saying, man, don't shoot next to my ear because these bullets are flying here. It is the real deal. You're not playing video games. You're really shooting. Amen. You're making sure the guy in the next foxhole is shooting down his lane and not in yours. The bullet could, you don't want to be casualty. Amen. That's what a soldier, he focuses on his assignment. Taking care of your own business. Somebody say glory to God. So when you speak the word, you're releasing power. See, we imitate our Father God, and our father functions and operates by faith. How should we function and operate? By faith. If you're cooking dinner, I mean, we can go down a list. Some people think, well, my day's kind of boring, Pastor. I just do the same thing, routine, every week. No. No, it should be done all through faith.
Amen.
From faith, in faith. And by faith, if you're cooking dinner, you're believing that your family's going to be blessed, that he's sanctifying that food, that God is sanctifying that food for the nourishment of your body and your family's physical bodies. So that what? So that you're calling that steak and potatoes in the ministry. You're believing God over those ribs that you're putting on the grill. Come on now. You're believing God for that fried chicken to be a blessing and a benefit to your family. Amen. Praise God. You cook better when by faith. Well, praise the Lord. And so what do? As we function in faith, we never, like God, because God never makes a decision from sensory perceptions. And he never makes a decision under pressure of circumstances and or fear. God never does it. So guess what? How we function? We are to never make decisions with our sensory perceptions. That means what we see, what we feel, what we touch, what we tangibly can grasp. Because we choose to go to a higher level and respond and make decisions based on faith, not feelings. We don't make decisions under pressure. Why? Because when you make decisions under pressure, we give in to the devil's stimulus and his input and influence in our lives. And fear brings torment. That means pressure. Another word, pressure. So even though the news may be fearful, we don't respond to fearful news with fear. Even though the news from your doctor may be full and littered of fear, this is what happened. You don't respond from a spirit of fear. We respond with what? A spirit of faith. Look at this. Hallelujah. We should never either do this. Never either. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by what? Faith and not by sight. In other words, we walk by faith and not by our five physical senses or our appearances, what we see, what we feel. We got to soldier up in our faith. That means we got to start functioning in all aspects and areas of our lives with faith, in faith, by faith, through faith, and from faith. Praise God. How do we walk by faith, Pastor? One step at a time. Like a good soldier, we march and move out in faith one step at a time. Now, soldiers would have orders. And so when you were giving that general order, you obeyed that order and did not leave those last orders until you were properly relieved or redirected to something else. So as a soldier, if God has told you, you need to be believing God for your children one by one. Okay, Lord, who is my first faith project that I'm going to believe for? Then as a soldier, you function and focus your faith on that one. Now, if you've developed a little bit more, maybe you can do two at a time. But some of us try to just scatterbrain and do. We got our faith spread out and spread so thin to many different areas. But listen to me very closely. When you're more selective, you're more effective. Faith begins with a decided choice to believe God. Who do you want me to be? What do you want to be believed to receive to be able to give in the offerings of the Lord this month, this week? What do you want to believe and trust you for, Lord? He has something for you to focus on and be selective so your faith can be effective. One step at a time. So if we took a poll or inventory of online or in, what is your faith believing God for? What are you believing for? You should be selective. You should be specific. These are my orders right now. See, this takes it out of the religious nebulous arena. And see, faith of the soldiers is like when they called formation, they would call your name. And when I was a company commander, I had a first sergeant. He would always call roll, and particularly after weekend, because some of these guys would get a little stupid. And so they'd say, you know, present and accounted for. Here, first sergeant. I'm here, first sergeant. You were what? Saying, I'm present and accounted for. Is your faith present and accounted for? One step at a time. What's my faith working on? Yes, my faith is working on this. This, I'm trusting God here. I'm in agreement with so-and-so about this, because you get an agreement in faith when your faith is kind of spread out or needs urgent care. That means I got to get this thing done quickly. That's when we send out the pray and agree with me. Add your faith to mine. It's because when I add my faith to yours or vice versa, then we got more faith. We got corporate faith. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So like a soldier, we march and move out in faith one step at a time. Faith as a soldier functions in sync and in step with the word of God or a word from God. God has given us a word. It may be a rhema word. It may not be specifically the written word, but it could be supported by the written word. But it could be a word from God or the word of God. Amen. Galatians 2:20 through 21, Paul says that I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith. How do I live my life? By the faith of who? The Son of God. That means he's using Jesus' faith. And guess what you and me should be using? We should be using Jesus' faith, the same faith that Jesus had, the same faith that God has, that he's given us. We should be living by that faith. We should be functioning by that faith. Not just functioning by our feelings. Your feelings are important. God wants you to feel good. But you shouldn't live by your feelings. I'm sorry to say that. You shouldn't be living by your emotional roller coaster. You should be living by your flesh. And you certainly shouldn't be living by fear. He said, the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. Listen to this. He continues his thought. For if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Because, see, religion tells you you got to go through so many rules, so many requirements, so many regulations, jump through so many hoops, follow all the red tape. No. Grace. Because faith gives us access, friends, to the empowering touch of grace. How does a soldier frustrate his or her superior officer or commander? By conduct unbecoming, or in other words, by acting dysfunctional and or in dereliction of duties. So we had some people in the military here in this room, including myself, at this church, and we know when you were in formation, whether if it's for physical training or if it was for actual deployment or actual exercise training, you had to be in complete uniform. And you couldn't be out of formation or missing. We call that absent without official leave. We call it AWOL. And sometimes, listen to me closely, saints of God, friends, sometimes our faith is AWOL. We're facing a mountain. We're facing a sycamine tree that you are sick and tired of. Come on now. You're facing an impossibility, a giant in your life. And where's your faith? Your faith is absent without official leave. That means we don't have the spirit of faith. We have something else. And it's usually the spirit of fear. That's conduct unbecoming. When we start complaining, we start criticizing, we start being cynical. We start judging and blaming other people for our problems, our pain, and the pressure that we're experiencing. That's conduct unbecoming of a Christian. It's dereliction of duty when you refuse or you resist to live by faith, from faith, in faith, with faith, or through faith. Amen. Hallelujah. How do we frustrate God? By not living by faith. Not living by faith frustrates God. What frustrates a giver? Because grace represents all that God has given. And so he's in there saying, tag me in. I got all this stuff already taken care of. Listen, my friend. Listen, my son, my daughter. I got it all taken care of. Jesus already paid the price for it. All you got to do is believe and speak, and you will receive this victory that I have for you today. Because, see, the devil never challenges you about yesterday or the last time. Because he wants to make you forget the last times that God came through and met your needs. The last time that you were sick and God healed you. The last time, come on now, he wants to make you forget about the last time when supernatural deliverance came on the scene of your life. He wants to challenge you about this time. And there's no such thing as unchallenged faith. But what frustrates a giver? Those gifts that he's given not being received. What has been given by grace, listen to me, must be possessed by faith. What's the answer key, friends? Everybody say it with me, faith. What's the answer? Faith. What has been given by grace must be possessed by faith. F-A-I-T-H-T-H, faith. That's what a soldier says. That's what a soldier does. All that God has given will go unenjoyed and not experienced unless and until someone rises up by faith to receive it. Now, God, our Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord, hasn't run out of grace and will never run out of victory. Amen. So we shouldn't be victim-filled soldiers. And we have V's through our glasses and V's through our eyes, and it's not for victory, it's for victim. Because we talk like a victim. We walk like a victim. We speak like a victim. We even shuffle our body like a victim. We look down like we're being victimized. Why is all this stuff happening? Why is all these problems coming? And so we must realize there's no such thing as unchallenged faith. So God's not causing the challenge, but he will use the challenge for you to overcome and be victorious and grow in faith. Somebody say, glory to God. You know, some people think religiously in their idea that faith means that I'm not going to have any more problems. Well, I'd venture to say, you've never heard me say that. Faith means that you are going to have to function and you're going to have to fight like a soldier. Somebody said, glory to God. Woo! Now let's talk about in the balance of our time. Y'all get something out of this? Man, I'm excited about this. The fight of faith as a soldier. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, for which you are also called and have confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. So living it by faith doesn't involve quitting. You know, they used to court-martial soldiers that would leave the formation or quit, run off on the battlefield. So you got to say, like I said, I'm gonna live by faith. I'm gonna talk by faith. I'm gonna walk by faith. I'm gonna speak in faith. We used to run in formation. We used to always, you know, here we go, on the word. And you would say, I'm gonna walk by faith. I'm gonna talk by faith. I'm gonna live by faith. Amen. And so grace, again, represents all that God has given. Faith is how we get and receive what God has given. That's how the two work together. And they always will. Romans 5:2 says, through whom we have access by faith into this grace for which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Ephesians 3:12 says, in whom we have boldness and access. Look at this word, access again. With confidence through faith in him. Faith gives us access to what grace has given. Now, what's the key again? Faith. So key is like a door that opens the door and gives access to all that grace has given. So there's two prayers that God cannot answer. First is the prayer that asks him for something that he's already given. 1 Peter 2:24, by whose stripes you were what? Were healed. When did God heal you? When the stripes got on Jesus' back. So some people are begging God for God to heal them. Trying to get God religiously by praying hours and minutes and countless times a day to move God to heal them. He said, I've already done everything through the sacrifice of my son Jesus Christ to purchase and procure your healing. Grace has made healing available to you. What takes and receives healing? Your faith does it. Everybody see what I'm talking about? God has already done it. Well, I just need to be blessed, Father. I need to be blessed, Pastor. I just need to be blessed, God. Just please bless me. Well, the Bible says in Ephesians 1:3 that we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings, He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ.
Amen.
So praying to be blessed when I've already been blessed by grace is kind of a foolish thing to ask for.
Amen.
Amen. Second is the prayer that asks God to do something that he's told us to do. See, for example, our part to believe, to have, and to exercise our faith. He's told you, he may say, well, he said, Father, I don't know. He says, Mark 11:23. That means you got to say. You're the whosoever that has to say to the mountain. That means you got to get a spirit of faith and start believing and speaking against that mountain. That mountain needs to hear your voice. It doesn't need to hear God's voice, because your faith in God will move that mountain as you believe and as you speak. Hallelujah. Romans 1:17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The things of God and the word of God have to be revealed to us. The things of God are revealed to us from faith to faith. One degree of faith to another. I remember when I was working at the corporate world, God challenged me a couple of times during the 20-something years there. He said, 2 years had passed and gone. He said, well, you haven't believed and trusted me for increase or promotion or pay raise in 2 years. What he was telling me, translated to what we're talking about today, I wasn't using my faith for increase or to get a promotion in my income. See, our faith could be lazy, could be idle, it could be negligent. I was dereliction to do this because God's will is increase. God's will is abundance. Amen. John 10:10. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more what? Abundantly. Come on now. We're supposed to be living the abundant life, not the abject poverty life. We might have to start at the bottom or under the barrel, but then we don't stay there. Our faith should be working to generate increase. Well, God, you know this is all I get. Well, that's all you will ever get, because you're not using your faith. You're limiting your finances to whatever the finances dictate, instead of your faith making your finances unlimited. Hallelujah. But you got to get a revelation. And I look back 2 years ago, I said, yeah, I didn't. I got myself in faith. I had a spirit of faith. I believed. I spoke. And less than 2 weeks, 10 days to be exact, 10 or 11 days, somewhere around there, I got the phone call that we're giving you a promotion. And it came with a pay raise. Somebody said, glory to God. You're not just supposed to go through the motions. Even in the military, we always went every so often before a promotion board. And if you were ill-prepared for that promotion board, guess what? You stayed at the same level. Some of us, by faith, we should be sergeants and upper-class sergeants or officers, captains, but we're still at the private level. See, faith is a force, and faith is a choice. We're to believe with our heart. Romans 10:10 tells us, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made to salvation. We don't lean on and believe with our understanding or with our head. We trust in the Lord with all of our heart. So this is all the smoke screen and all the chaos and all the noise, the narrative that the devil brings into our experience. So we don't trust God or trust the word of God. We trust what we see and feel. Well, they said this. They posted this. They shared this. Oh, I saw this. Get your head out of that Facebook and get your head in his book. Praise God. Hallelujah. Get your faith in his book. Somebody say glory to God. So we got to read and receive the word of God with expectancy and with excitement to get something out of it. That's your faith at work. Faith is not a system of beliefs and tenets, and it's not a movement. Faith is where we learn how to walk by faith, talk by faith, respond by faith. In other words, we do things like God does it, by faith. This is good stuff, amen? Y'all enjoying this today? First Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of what? Faith. Lay hold of eternal life, to which you are also called, and have confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. See, the only option to not fighting, because some people don't like fighting, is the good fight of faith, is to be destroyed and defeated. See, when you decide, I'm not going to fight, this big old ugly 800-pound problem, I'm not going to fight it. I'm not going to deal with that mountain. I'm just going to live with it. You're going to be defeated and destroyed. And you're going to displease God. See, it's our decision to fight or not. See, living by faith entails and involves fighting. Because there's no such thing as unchallenged faith. When you're comfortable, you're probably not in faith. The first sign that you're in faith is your discomfort. As a soldier, we focus on becoming overcomers. We overcome doubt, fear, and unbelief, and enduring hardness and tough times functionally and faithfully in and by being strong in faith. 2 Timothy 2, 3, and 4 says, endure sufferings along with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for then they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the author, finisher, and developer of our faith. He is the commanding general, judge, advocate general of the body of Christ. We're under orders. We're under command as soldiers in the army of the Lord to go and use our faith as a soldier. Praise God. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Father God, we thank you. We praise you.